googlemotherfuckers.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the Call to Bean, you cock-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
You're a brand, and you're a corporation, essentially. When people idolize those types of people, I'm like, yeah, but what are they saying? Really, what are they saying?
Give up. This next comedian break to you is very funny. He's recording an album next month at the Whip Theater, correct?
At the Whip Theater.
Go ahead and check him out. Give it up to Ian Ellis, everybody. Guys, it's not special. They'll let anybody do an album these days. I don't know if you've been on Netflix recently, but the bar has been set very low. You could just say you're a comedian on Facebook. They'll fucking give you a special. Give it up one more time for the vegan comedian. That was... He looks like the Black Power Ranger. Like it's a new movie, like he's light skinned enough and he has a high school jacket. So yeah. He don't fuck with meat, so that sounds like a Power Ranger to me, because we gotta be fucking progressive with all our messages. Donald Trump is still the president. Holy shit.
Yep.
I love this dude. I thought George Bush was a fucking redneck. This dude, he's calling shots from Twitter. What? I'm a comic. I tweeted some shit I had to go back and delete. He's just like, nah, dog, what I say goes. He needs like a 24-hour grace period to just blow steam off before we take his tweets seriously. There's a person who tweets crazy shit. I'm the only one. Sometimes in the middle of the night, you're like, B.O.B., you need to fuck with me. Holla at me, homie. He's a rapper. Donald Trump, there was like, he has 49 attorney generals to turn in their resumes or their badges, whatever the fucks they have. I was like, did he just learn what an attorney general was? And he's like, 49, that sounds like a lot. It does sound like a lot. I sling chicken. I only need like two people. So 49, I'm like, we can scale it back. There was one dude that was like, no, Donald Trump, I will not turn in my resignation. You're going to have to fire me. Do you know who Donald Trump is? He had a whole TV show about firing people. It's literally his catchphrase. He has a trademark on "you're fired." And you're like, nah, dog, you're going to have to fire me. That was great. I don't know what that dude's name is, but I really hope that his next move is that he goes on welfare. I hope he files for unemployment, because if I could get fired by the President of the United States and then go on unemployment, that's a working class hero. He's made it in America. This is the greatest goddamn place on earth. You guys realize this country is like Grand Theft Auto in real life? That's what our fucking life is. Like, Islam, it's not about God, because we got some of their God people over here. They're fine. Alright, they're cool. They get it. Aziz Ansari, he gets it. The problem is that whole nation, like the area that they're in, they just got left behind. Like, we have Angry Birds and Starbucks, and they wipe their ass with sand, like a cat. And they're not catching up. It's not happening. If you don't have infrastructure in 2017, I'm sorry, you might as well kill yourself, because you're not catching up. You look at them, they don't even have bread. They're just eating shit with lettuce. You're like, ranch would change your life. You don't even have ranch dressing? Jesus Christ. You sad people. Well, and what happens if you can't catch up? What do? You bring people down to your level. That's terrorism. It's like, hey, we want some cool shit too. Sorry, sand people. He brought up the Obama tapping Donald Trump. He did that to see if he had connections to Putin, because that would be some scary shit. Putin fucking hated Obama. And it's not for political reasons or for running nations. It's because Putin's as cool as you could be as a white guy that's surrounded by white people. You understand what I'm saying? Like sandals, like socks and sandals. That's white people when they don't know any black people. And Putin, he's digging for treasure. He rides the horse. He goes camping. White people shit. And he's as cool as you could fucking be around other white people. And then he met Obama, and Obama was like, swag. Fucking hated that dude. Try and take him down. Feel like you guys aren't on board with me. He hates him because he can't be cool like black people. You know what happens when you are a white person that acts black? It's the highest form of cooning. All right, a lot of people think it's Nick Cannon. You're wrong. When white people act like black people, because you're acting like terrible stereotypes and co-opting their pain. You fucking idiots. I don't like people that are allergic to peanuts. I'm like, how did you survive ejaculation? Didn't you come from a nut? All right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night. Ian Ellis, everybody. Ian Ellis. Ian Ellis.
Guess it's just about. It's about. Yeah, a form of disruption, or just kind of, yeah, just disrupting a certain thought process or ways that we go about things and just kind of like reframing it or re or decontextualizing.
So just sit back, relax, and enjoy this this song. This is a song about apples.
So many questions like that famous one, why? Do you know him? Does he know you? Did you do a little hanky-panky off at the San Diego Zoo? Did you see the koalas? Did you see the tigers and the bears, the wolves, the things you shouldn't see? Did you hold his hand in a park? Did you go to a movie? How dare you have someone you cared about before me? It's so right for me to get jealous, 'cause I gotta think of you as a piece of property. I've gotta hold on to you. When I say you're my girl, it really means that I own you inside of my mind. She thinks that's sexy, 'cause she thinks that's cool. 'Cause love should be based on insecurity, my fools. I know it's true, and it feels so good to be slightly addicted to someone that you feel you can't learn about. But don't worry now, 'cause there's more. A kissing and a switching and a switching and a kissing and a switching and a maybe just a little bit of fucking, and you gotta do it right. Listen to what they are saying. Their body will respond in time and kind, and you will understand or glean. Oh yes, you'll glean. 'Cause gleaning is a thing we can do if we really open up our listening. Oh yes, I feel how lovers like to entwine in the moment, 'cause there's always the discrepancy between the biological need to procreate. Oh, but sometimes it gets confused with the idea, the construct that society lays upon us for. Oh yeah, you watch a movie, you think it's like that. Yeah, you watch a TV show, you think it's like that. Yeah, you read a book and you think it's like that, but it hasn't been like that for very long.
because society hasn't developed the technology to place their stories and constructs in the philosophical medium that's entertaining for us to understand. And plus, there's so many of us here on this planet, we need a system to organize ourselves in a way that makes us feel like we come from a traditional culture. It's so cool, but it's scarier to get your things in order and understand there's no order. We're all improvising in any way that makes you happy is truly the way that you should survive. Because otherwise, you're living under systems that don't match who you are, and you'll be fighting that all of the rest of your life. Anyways, just be happy. Just do everything with love, and you'll see everything will be okay. Just do what you need. Take that time to do the in-between, in-between. Don't use those things against another person. Remember, every person is an opportunity to learn more about yourself. Because you are listening to where they're coming from, and they represent a reflection of yourself. As long as you understand that there's more to this life, there's always so much more to this life. Cause, so good. It makes me feel like anything's possible, yes. As long as I don't lie no more to myself or to others, it feels so much better. Cause when I was younger, I could lie, let me tell you, I could lie like a motherfucker. And that is good because you gotta experience the darkness, cause the darkness is important to understand inside yourself. It's not always about being good, it's understanding why you're being good in the first place. Oh, empathy's a bitch. Once you feel it, you can get rid of that itch. It's true. Just remember to always love yourself.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Really appreciate it.